This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, September 25th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, Mexico was hit with a third earthquake this month. According to the LA Times, the 6.1 magnitude quake killed at least 2 people, toppled already damaged homes and a highway bridge, and caused new alarm in a country reeling from 2 even more powerful quakes that together have killed more than 400 people. Samaritan's Purse has helped well over 13,600 victims of Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean by either supplying them with tarps for emergency shelter or vital necessities like food, blankets, water, and hygiene kits. The group has already delivered over 154 tons of emergency supplies to those in need in the Caribbean via 9 different flights of its DC-8 cargo plane, which takes off out of Greensboro, North Carolina, and delivers supplies to the charity's logistics hub in Puerto Rico. Please make a donation through Samaritan's Purse in the link we have in our transcript today at theworldview.com to help the victims of Hurricanes Maria, Irma, and Harvey. The hissing sound coming from Washington, D.C. is Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, letting the air out of the Republican Party's latest effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, reports World Magazine. This despite the fact that his best friend, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, is one of the co-sponsors along with Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said he opposed the bill, meaning Senate Republicans could only afford to lose 2 more votes. With McCain a decisive no and Senator Susan Collins of Maine leaning against it, the bill's chances of passing tomorrow are slim to none. Despite the fact that President Trump has endorsed Luther Strange for senator in the special Alabama GOP primary runoff slated for tomorrow, Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, spoke highly of Roy Moore, the constitutional Christian conservative in the race. Carson said that Roy Moore, quote, is truly someone who reflects the Judeo-Christian values that were so important to the establishment of our country. It is these values that we must return to in order to make America great again, unquote. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon and Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson will headline a rally for Moore tonight. On Saturday, President Trump took aim at the NFL players who choose to kneel instead of stand during the national anthem. He'd like to see the owners of NFL teams take a stand.
He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said Trump's, quote, divisive comments show an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, unquote. The Tennessee Titans and the Seattle Seahawks decided not to even come out for the national anthem. Yesterday, the president called for football fans to boycott NFL games unless the league fires or suspends players who refuse to stand for the national anthem. Last week, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Steve Gaines, and about a dozen of its pastors called for the removal of a Confederate statue in Memphis, Tennessee, reports Christianity Today. James Merritt, the former Southern Baptist president, said, quote, from a Christian perspective, anything that I can do to take any stumbling block, any barrier, anything I can do to be a minister of reconciliation and bring racial healing to this country, I believe I ought to do it, unquote. There's increasing speculation that Mark Zuckerberg, the co-founder of Facebook, may run for president in 2020, reports CNBC. He has hired David Plouffe, campaign manager for Obama's 2008 presidential run, Amy Dudley, former communications advisor for Senator Tim Kaine, and Ken Melman, who directed President George W. Bush's 2004 re-election campaign. If he does make it official, Zuckerberg could easily afford the expense. Hillary Clinton's campaign spent $768 million, and Donald Trump's campaign spent $398 million. Zuckerberg's net worth is $71 billion. Kurt Warner rose from lowly grocery clerk to superstar NFL quarterback. Cut by the Green Bay Packers in the summer of 1994 after going undrafted out of college, Warner returned to his native Iowa, where he worked out during the day and stocked grocery store shelves for $5.50 an hour at night, reports World Magazine, which chronicles his rise to eventually lead the St. Louis Rams to their only Super Bowl triumph. That's what makes the 46-year-old's acceptance speech, as he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last month, that much more special.
I'm going to conclude with one last moment and one last thank you to the one whom, without a doubt, has left the deepest mark and has become the cornerstone of my life. In the early stage of my career, I had a chance to stand at a podium similar to this in front of millions of people after Super Bowl 34. In that moment, I made sure the first thing I did was say thank you to this person for what they had done for me. Now, many felt I was thanking him for orchestrating a Super Bowl win, or making my passes fly straighter, or causing my opponents to make more mistakes. But those people had it all wrong. The gesture was my way of acknowledging how fortunate I considered myself for the moments he had given me. Thanking him for the trials, which prepared me for this platform. For showing me that with him, the impossible becomes possible. Now, love it or hate it, that opening scene captured the imagination of the sports world, and the words became the heart of my story. Bringing us to this, the famous last words, and the only place this extraordinary journey can end. You know, his final moment was for me. Mine is for him. Thank you, Jesus.
King David declares in Psalm 118, 28, "You are my God, and I give thanks to you." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.